新约圣经马可福音第七章
The New Testament Bible Mark chapter 7
24节到30节
Verse 24 to 30
如果 有福音朋友翻不到的要是周围有弟兄姊妹帮着翻一下好不好
If our gospel friends are not missed then they couldn't find a placeHis bond sister, you sit next to him or help him or that person to turn to the page. Thank you.
好，马可福音第七章第二十四节。
The Gospel of Mark.Chapter 7, verse 24.
耶稣从那里起身往推罗西顿的境内去进了一家不愿意人知道却隐藏不住
Jesus got up and went away from there to the region of Tyre and when he had entered a house he wanted no one to know of it yet he could not escape notice
当下有一个妇人她的小女儿被巫鬼附着听见耶稣的事就来伏伏在他脚前
But after hearing of him a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately came and fell at his feet
这妇人是希尼尼人属叙利腓尼基族她求耶稣赶出那鬼离开她的女儿
Now the woman was a Gentile of the Syro-Phoenician race and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter.
耶稣对他说让儿女们先吃饱不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
And he was saying to her, Let the children be satisfied first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.
妇人回答说主啊不错但是狗在桌子底下也吃孩子们的脆渣儿。
But she answered and said to him, Yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table feed on the children's crumbs.
耶稣对他说，因这句话，你回去吧，鬼已经离开你的女儿了。
She said to her, Because of this answer, go, the demon has gone out of your daughter.
他就回家去，见小孩子躺在床上，鬼已经出去了。
And going back to her home, she found the child lying on the bed and demon having left.
我们中间哈还有好多没有信耶稣的福音朋友。
So we have some gospel friends who haven't believed in the Lord Jesus in our midst.
当我们在一起读这个故事的时候，你们是不是感觉有一点刺耳啊？
When we read this passage.Don't you feel it's upsetting?
我说感觉到心里边有点愤怒，甚至。
Or you feel like you're offended.
耶稣说不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
Because Lord Jesus says it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.
耶稣显然把这个妇人比喻成狗。
Obviously, Lord Jesus compared this woman to dogs.
你知道在美国哈。我们可以称一个人是狗的 daddy 或者 mommy 对不对
In America we can call a person this dog's dad or this dog's mommy
我们这儿其实不坐在中间啊，就有一对夫妇他们就是家里养狗就是狗的 daddy mommy
So we have a bunch of sisters in our midst who had a dog and they are the dog's parents
但是你不能够直接称呼一个人是狗的
But you can never address a person as a dog.
无论是在什么文化里边，这都是不尊重人的。
No matter what culture you're from, it is very disrespectful.
Right. 你知道在大陆有一个网红哈，就是说什么的
So there is a celebrity in the internet.
Yeah. 因为他读了这个故事以后，他这么评论这个故事。
So when he read this passage, he had this comment.
他说在耶稣的眼中只有犹太人是主人
So in the eyes of the Lord Jesus, only Jews were the masters.
因为这个妇女哈，这个妇人她不是犹太人。
Because this woman was not Jew.
所以这个网红就说，这完全充分的说明一点。
So this celebrity said they revealed one fact.
耶和华只不过是以色列的神。
The Lord in the Bible is just the Lord, the God of Israel.
以色列耶稣只不过是以色列人的救主而已。
So Lord Jesus is just the Savior of the Jews.
他说我读完整本圣经发觉到圣经没有丝毫可取之处。
So he said, after I read through the whole Bible, actually is not a book worth mentioning.
因为因为他确实是被这个故事给绊倒了，很愤怒。
Because he was very offended by this story.
所以哈在基督教的那个神学家们就想方设法要想给这个故事，给耶稣的话找台阶下。
So there's some Bible scholars, out of their good will, try to find a reasonable explanation to this story.
因为他们是出于好心哈。
So they, out of their good will, try to find a reasonable, acceptable explanation to this story.
因为他们这样做是觉得说，如果是这样一个故事这样解释的话，就把很多的福音朋友拒之门外，特别是那些自尊心强的福音朋友。
Because if the story read like as it appeared, then it will offend many gospel friends, especially those who are very sensitive.
所以有一个神学家这么样来解释这段圣经。
So one of the Bible scholars explained this story this way.
他说故事开始的时候耶稣的确是受制于犹太人的传统。
So in the beginning, Lord Jesus was restricted by the tradition of the Jews.
所以不肯医治那个妇人的女儿。
So he refused to heal the daughters of this woman.
因为那妇人和她的女儿都是不是犹太人嘛。
Because both of them were not Jews.
犹太人在习惯上常常把外邦人叫做猪啊狗啊的。
So in the habit of Jews at that time, they called Gentiles dogs and pigs.
所以耶稣因为他也是犹太人，他自然而然的就把这个妇人形容成狗。
So Lord Jesus, being a Jew, naturally he described them as dogs as well.
但是当这位妇人她说她回答耶稣说，连那个狗在桌子底下也吃孩子们的脆渣的时候。
But when the woman replied that even dogs under the table, feed on the crumbs of children.
所以耶稣那个时候被感动了。
The Lord Jesus was very moved by her reply.
这个时候耶稣就再不顾犹太人的传统。
So he broke this tradition of the Jew.
立刻医治了他的女儿。
Immediately healed her daughter.
这个神学家说千万不要怪罪耶稣。
So this Bible scholar said, don't ever blame on Lord Jesus.
他一开始的时候的确是坚持那个犹太人的传统。
Yeah, in the beginning, Jesus insist on Jewish tradition.
因为主耶稣来不是要毁灭犹太人的传统。
Because Lord Jesus came not to destroy the tradition of the Jews.
但是耶稣的确知道怜悯人那个爱和怜悯的心比传统更重要。
Because Lord Jesus knew that love and mercy were more important than the formality of the tradition.
所以那个时候耶稣就勇于跨越了犹太人的传统。
So Lord Jesus at this moment broke the boundary and crossed the line.
所以他说耶稣的伟大正在于此。
So he said this the greatness of the Lord Jesus lies here.
我不知道在座福音朋友接受这样的解释吗？
I don't know the gospel friend you know, may accept this explanation or not.
但是我觉得基督徒听了反而变得刺耳了。
But when Christian hear this, it felt like they offended it.
或者说 feel bad.
They feel this statement is very upsetting.
因为我们的他把主耶稣形容成一个很俗气的人，像我们这样的人。
So because this Bible scholar compared the Lord to us like in a very normal regular people.
其实我们知道就在这个章的前一个故事，耶稣还前面过我们不用去看了，还非常反感那个犹太人的那个传统。
The previous passage right before this passage actually Lord Jesus was rebuking the tradition of the Jews. So I don't know how this Bible scholar arrived to such a conclusion. So another expositor of the Bible explained in this way, it is more acceptable.
他说在这个希腊的原文里面，因为圣经的新约是希腊文写的。
She said that in the original text in Greek, because the Bible was written in Greek originally.
他说这个狗字不是外面的那些疯狗野狗。
She said the dog used here is not the dog of the wild in the wilderness, or is it's a wild dogs.
对，应该翻译成puppy才对。
So he said that this word should be translated into puppies.
也就是说是家养的那个宠物狗。
I mean domesticated dog is a pet.
所以我们一开始可能听起来觉得耶稣这样的比喻是有点不尊重人。
So in the beginning, when we hear this passage, we thought that Lord Jesus was disrespectful to people.
但是那个妇人不同，她听出了耶稣的言外之意。
But this woman heard something else from what Lord Jesus saying.
所以显然这个妇女的信心很大。
So this woman's faith was great.
大家接受这样的解释吗？
Do you accept such explanation?
所以我想告诉大家，无论是神学家、解经家或者神学训练，不是说我们都要一味去迷信崇拜，觉得那样才是专业的。
So, I'd like to advise from sister to everyone here that we don't have to take every word from Bible scholars for their explanation.
因为圣经是神给我们每一个人的。
Because Bible is given to every one of us.
的确，在圣经里边有很多故事，有很多记载。一开始的时候，我们可能会迷惑不解。
Yes, there are passages in the Bible that cause us to be puzzled, to be confused. Sometimes they seem very unacceptable to us.
It's
like this passage.
但是如果我们能够静下心来,
but if we quiet down,
我们谦卑地来到神的面前,
if we humble ourselves and appear before God,
更深入去默想去了解的话,
if we meditate deeper,
我们会发觉到这些我们看起来使人感到难以接受的故事，其实背后有很多非常深的属灵的意思。
So those offending passages actually contains very rich spiritual truth behind it.
那么这个故事要告诉我们的是什么呢？
So what does this story tell us?
他乃是要告诉我们，一个人如果真的要认识耶稣的话，
that a person who really wants to know the Lord,
有两个很重要的前提条件。
He has to satisfy two prerequisites.
好吧，我们就来看这两个条件。
So let's look at these two prerequisites.
第一个就是寻找。
The first condition is seeking.
Yeah, 是谁寻找谁。
Who seeks whom?
好吧，我们来看两处的圣经。
So let's turn to the Bible, look at the two passages.
创世纪，圣经的第一本书，创世纪第三章。
The Genesis chapter 3, this is the first book of the Bible.
新约圣经一开始，创世纪第三章。
That's in the very first book of the Bible, it's chapter 3.
第八节到第十节。
Verse 8. Through 10.
好, 创世纪第三章第八节。
So Genesis chapter 3 verse 8.
天起了凉风, 耶和华神在园子中行走, 那人和他的妻子, 那人和他妻子就是亚当夏娃, 那人和他妻子, 听见神的声音, 就藏在园里的树木中躲避耶和华神的念。
They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife, this man and his wife, they were Adam and Eve, hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？
And the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you?
他说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我变长了。
He said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself.
好，我们再来看新约圣经路加福音第十九章。
Let's turn to New Testament, Gospel of Luke, chapter 9.
路加福音第十九章
Luke chapter 9
邓燕要不要帮前面那个朋友翻一下
So sister Deng, could you help the friend in front of you to turn to the location of the Bible?
Luke 加福音第十九章第十节
So Book of Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 19.
Verse 10. 十九章的第十节啊。
So, chapter 19, verse 10. Sorry.
好，人子哈，这儿说的人子就是指耶稣哈，人子来。为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
And Jesus said to him, verse 10, For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
刚才我们都知道哈，人类的始祖亚当夏娃，刚才念的圣经告诉我们，他们吃了分别善恶树上的果子以后呢。
In the first passage we just read, it tells us that Adam and Eve, after they ate the tree of the fruit of the tree of knowledge and evil,
所以他们就 evil, 对，他们就发现自己赤身露体的，所以就藏了起来。
They found themselves naked, so they hid themselves.
因为他们要躲避神的面。
Because they want to escape from the presence of the Lord.
所以那个时候神就呼唤他说：“你在哪里？”
That's when God called out to them, "Where are you?"
你知道吗？这个是人类历史上最原始的一个呼唤。
So, you do know this is the first calling of God in the Bible.
人啊，你在哪里？
So this is the most ancient, the first calling of God. Where are you, man?
你知道吗？这句话就拉开了整个人类历史的的序的人类历史的序幕。
So from this calling, that the history of God's seeking man and salvation.Was unfolded.
对，神寻找人、拯救人的历史就被拉开了。
So that this history, was unfolded from this point moment on.
因为亚当夏娃，因为他们吃了分别善恶树的果子啊，他们是信撒旦不信神，所以他们吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
We know that the reason they sinned because they didn't believe in God, instead, believing in Satan.
所以他们就吃了分别善恶树上的果子，他们我们这些属于亚当夏娃的后代子孙，就被撒旦给拐走了。
So that's why they ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and since then we were kidnapped, abducted by Satan.
也就是我们在最终就失落了。
So in other words, we.Became lost in our sins.
因为我们都知道哈，我们人把人类的历史分成了几个阶段。
We know that the historians divided the human history into different stages.
比如说原始社会最开始，接下来是奴隶社会。
First era they called it the primitive history, and followed by the slavery history.
然后接下来是封建社会。
And followed by feudalism.
Yeah. 然后到今天就是资本主义社会。
Now it became the capitalism, history of capitalism.
对，如果你要到中国大陆的话，还加了两个。
And if you read China's history, they added two different eras.
不，你走到中国大陆的话，你会发现他们会加两个那个。
So they, in China, they will add two more aspects
我们从大陆来都知道，还有社会主义社会、共产主义社会，对不对
？So they divided furthermore as communism and communism okay.
society
communistism
right. 因为我们中国大陆人觉得我们的比美国的制度更先进嘛， 所以我们现在是 socialism.
So the Chinese thought that they were more advanced than Western the system, so they called themselves socialism.
但是我不相信啊。But
I personally don't believe that.
那么人类的历史在神的眼中，从圣经的角度来看呢？
But in the eyes of God, the human history can be divided into.
所以圣经就把人类的历史也分成几个阶段。
So in the Bible, it divided human history in the following way.
都是神寻找人的阶段。
So all these different eras tell us about how God has seeking man.
那么第一就是从亚当夏娃开始，一直到挪亚的方舟。
So first era is from Adam to Noah's flood.
在这个阶段，神是在人的良心里面寻找人。
So between these two persons, this era is called eras of conscience.
神是在这个良心的里面来寻找拯救人。
Because God called and saved people through their conscience.
愿意相信的人。 神就找到了他们。
Whoever respond to their conscience and respond to it, then they will be saved.
对，他们respond by faith 啊，就
they responded by faith.
所以圣经里，在这个阶段，神只找到很少的人。
But only very few people responded to the calling of God through their conscience.
比如说亚伯、以诺、挪亚，这些都是在那个阶段寻找。
For example, we can see that Abel, Enoch. And Noah, these are among the few who responded to God.
第二个阶段呢，就是从以色列人的先祖亚伯拉罕开始的应许的阶段。
So second era started from Abraham, the forefather of the Israel.
因为亚伯拉罕相信神，神就给了他一个应许。
There is called the era of promise because Abraham believed in God and God gave him a promise.
也就是神单单拣选了亚伯拉罕的子孙，就是以色列人为他的选民。
In this era that God only chose the descendants of Abraham to be his elect.
然后呢，就从摩西开始了我们今天常常说的旧约时代或者律法时代。
Then followed by what we called from Moses the era of Old Testament
那再次,
or the era of law.
那么在这个阶段呢，神是在律法底下寻找那些愿意相信他的人。So
under this era, in this era, that God actually called people under the law.
Yeah, 但是仅限于以色列人而已。But
it was limited to the Israel.
然后就到了从耶稣开始的新约时代。And
from Lord Jesus, now we see that the era of New Testament started.
我们都知道耶稣道成肉身来到地上。
We all know that the Lord Jesus became flesh and lived among us on earth.
在十字架上被钉死,
and he died on the cross.
然后在坟墓里从死里复活,
and in 3 days he was resurrected from the grave.
他这样做完成了整全人类的救赎。
So by this he accomplished the salvation for all humankind.
不再单单是为了以色列人。
So it's not only for the Jews.
而我们今天就处在这样一个阶段的里面。
And now we're living in this era.
那么在这个阶段里面，神是在爱和恩典的里面寻找的。
So in this era, God seeks man in love and grace.
所以耶稣说：“我来了是为了寻找拯救世上的人。”
That's why Lord Jesus says, "I came to seek and save that which was lost."
只要愿意相信的就得就找到了。
Whoever is willing to believe in the Lord, you'll be saved.
刚才我把人类的例子，但以后还有哈，耶稣完了以后还有千年，还有勇士，那些我们不是重点，我就不讲了。Of
course, there are some future errors, but we're not going to mention here after Lord Jesus' New Testament era.
就算刚才我们讲的这些，可能已经够复杂的了，对不对？
So, but the errors we just mentioned are already so complicated to us.
所以我们的问题在这儿就是。 为什么神要如此费周折去寻找人呢？
Why God use all these different kind of errors to seek man?
为什么神要这样来寻，要如此啊，费尽这么多时长的时间，这么的周折来寻找人？
Why is so hard for God to use all these different ways to find man?
因为神好像是一个丢失了孩子的父亲。
Because God is like one father who lost his child.
三年前大陆啊拍了一个，大陆拍了一个电影。
Three years ago, in China, there was a TV program.
No, actually, it's a movie.
It's a Chinese movie.
Right. 这个电影的名字叫《失孤》，就是失去而孤独。
The name of the movie is called The Lost and
Love.
Love.
这英语的翻译啊。
This is English translation of the movie.
这是一个真实的故事改编的。
So it was from true story.
啊，那么这里面讲到一个父亲啊，他的两岁的孩子丢失了，被人贩子拐走了。
So in the film, it tells us a story about a father whose son was abducted by the human trafficker.
所以这位伤心的父亲就辞掉工作，因为他是个商人，他把工作就不要了。
So this father quit his job. He was a businessman.
骑着摩托车跑遍了几乎整个中国。
He rode on the motorcycles and he traveled around the whole China to find his son.
对，他的摩托车上有一个两米多高的旗子，上面就是他儿子的那个丢失的时候的那个照片。
So in the back of his motorcycle, he had this flag. It's a 2 meter, right? It's about six feet tall. A picture of his son.
然后他就，你知道他在十五年一直在路上找。
He spent 15 years to look for his son.
然后行程有40万公里，报废了有九辆摩托车。
In this time that he totaled 9 motorcycles and he traveled around 400,000 kilometers. That's equivalent to 250,000 miles. I did the calculation.
因为他是，你知道，他里面有很多曲折的故事，他几次差不多差点死了。
So in this story, it had many up and down and turns, a twist, and many occasions he almost died.
所以他的这个行为感动了很多很多的中国人。
So this movie and story actually touched many countless people. This is a real story.
所以就被拍成了电影。
That's why the director chose this topic to make it into a movie.
那么直到现在哈，到今天为止，我昨天还上网去查了，他还没有找到，他孩子已经是21岁了，到现在为止。
So even today, I just checked the internet yesterday. He hasn't found his son yet. So his son should be 21 years old now.
到现在为止。那么大家知道吗？我们的神就是在这样寻找我们。
You see, the God of Heavenly Father is like this Father has been looking for us.
在我们今天读的那个圣经的故事的里面。
So in today's message we read,
我们那一开始讲到说，耶稣从加利利起身，往推罗西顿的境内去。
It says, Lord Jesus got up from the where the Jews live and to the place called Tyre.
这是耶稣在地上的33年半的时间里面。
So we know that on the earthly life of Lord Jesus, through his 33 years.Earthly life.
他唯一的一次到外邦人居住的地方。
This is the only place incident that Lord Jesus visited the areas of Gentiles.
如果我们大家很熟悉旧约，我们就知道，在旧约的时代，以色列人和外邦人是不能来往的。
We all know in Old Testament that Jews had no interaction with Gentiles.
因为确实，这个神跟外邦人是没有关系的。
At that time, the God has no relation with the Gentiles.
所以外邦人活在地上是没有希望、没有指望的。
So Gentiles then live on earth without hope.
而且呢，耶稣去的那地方，如果你把马太福音也记载这个故事啊，耶稣去的地方实际上是在推罗。
So if you read the Matthew's account, Matthew tells us that that Lord Jesus actually, the place Lord Jesus visited actually was Sidon.
是 Tyre.
Tyre.
他后来又去 Sidon.
Okay.
是在那个 vicinity of Sidon and Tyre. 但是那个马太福音你看他后面的记载, 他后来完了以后他是从推动到西顿。
So in Matthew tell us that he visits the Sidon and then Tyre.
No, Tyre, 然后到西顿。
Okay, Tyre and the Sidon.
因为你知道在圣经的记载里边, 曾经把推罗形容成撒旦的居所。
Because in the Bible, the Tyre, the place, used to be called the resident of Satan.
那么主耶稣来是要把, 犹太人和外邦人中间那个分隔给拆了。
Lord Jesus came to destroy the wall between the Gentiles and the Jews.
就是说, 他要结束旧约嘛, 要开启新约嘛。
Because Lord Jesus wanted to end the Old Testament era and introduce the New Testament era.
但从时间的顺序来讲呢, 这个时候啊, 耶稣还只是仅限于, 把那个旧恩福音传给犹太人。
But at the time when Lord Jesus lived on earth, his primary purpose is to preach gospel to the Jews.
因为要扩展到外邦人, 要等到耶稣从死里复活, 他门徒做的事。
Because preaching to the Gentiles actually was supposed to be done by his disciples.
所以就是为什么当这个妇人求耶稣的时候啊, 求耶稣说要医治赶出她女儿身上的鬼的时候,
That's why that when this woman asked the Lord to heal her daughter from this demon possession.
所以那个耶稣回答说, 让儿女们先吃不好的儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
So Lord Jesus replied that children must be satisfied first, and it's not good to take the bread belong to children and throw it to the dogs.
你知道吗？我们这些读这个故事的一些外邦人，我们在这里被堵住了。
So many people actually were offended at this point, and they couldn't go further.
Yeah. 因为我们这些都是那个像那个妇人一样的外邦人，所以他耶稣用狗来比那个妇人，我们感觉到这个地方就接受不了。And
when Lord Jesus compared this woman to dogs, and we felt like it is quite unacceptable.
所以我们很少去注意这个故事的细节。But
we fail to study further into details of this passage.
你知道耶稣去推罗西顿，就是单单的为着这个妇人。Because
the reason why Lord Jesus visited Tyre and Sidon is to meet this woman.
他在33年半时间救那么一次到外邦的地方去，就是为了这个妇人。
All Lord Jesus' life, this is the first time and the only time he visited that place.
对，那么
just for this woman.
对，但如果我们稍微研究一下这个故事的前面那个故事，后面那个故事，你就发现到，其实耶稣是从加利利出发去推罗西顿的。So
if we read the story before this incident and after this incident, when the Lord Jesus started off from Galilee and to this place.
然后他见了这个妇人，仅仅是见了这个妇人，圣经记载，然后他就离开推罗西顿，就又回到加利利了。So
after he met this woman, he left this place and went back to Galilee.
你知道，从加利利到推罗的大概单 那个单程的话，差不多是30英里或者50公里。
So the distance between Galilee and this city of Tyre is 30 miles.
那个时候都靠走路，所以要走一整天的路。
So it's by walking, two days. Huh?
One day, one train.
Okay. One way, so one way take a man's a day on foot.
对，如果你走过，我小的时候走过，我知道50公里差不多就是一天的路程。
So because when I was a child, I walked 50 kilometer.
It's a one day.
30 miles actually took me one day to travel. So
所以主耶稣去一天回一天两天的路程，去单单为了见这个妇人。
So Lord Jesus took a 2 days to and fro, just to meet this woman.
然后呢，医治他的女儿。
In order to heal her daughter.
那还有一个细节，大家也可能容易忽略。
Another detailed. Was ignored by most of us.
主耶稣到了推罗西顿以后，他做一件事。
When Lord Jesus arrived in Tyre Sidon,
他藏起来了。
Lord Jesus hid himself.
他并不想见见人。
He did not want to see the public.
但是这个妇人不知道为什么就找到了耶稣。
But somehow this woman found the Lord Jesus.
你知道这个细节告诉我们什么吗？
So what does this detail tell us?
我们的主耶稣单单的去那个地方去寻找那个妇人，藏起来，那么这个妇人也必须要去寻找。
So Lord Jesus went there just for this woman.And this woman also need to find Lord Jesus.
只有这个妇人也去寻找的时候，才他们两个才能相见，才能遇得到。
So Lord Jesus arrived there, and this woman also need to go find Lord Jesus. Then these two can meet together.
大陆啊 ，CCTV 有一个电视节目是公益性的。
So in China, there's a TV program called CCTV.
Yeah.
It was a public television.
CCTV 有个 program 叫做。
Okay. So CCTV, this TV channel, has a program.
Yeah. 就是一个公益性的，就是帮助那个时尚家亲人的家庭寻找自己时尚的亲人的。
So it's a public channel. It helps the public to find.Their relatives, their loved ones lost.
特别是那种那种被拐的小孩子。
Especially those children who were abducted or kidnapped.
它是一个系列的节目，所以差不多每个星期都有好几次。
So it's a series of programs. So in a week, they air a couple of programs.
不知道为什么你会发现到在大陆很多孩子被拐卖。
We don't know why that a lot of children in China were abducted.
所以你知道，你也想想，你这个两三岁的小孩子，甚至更小的小孩子被拐卖，对家庭来说是很大的一个悲剧。
Just imagine that you have two or three years old children and they were kidnapped. What kind of impact that can cause the families?
叫做拐卖，我不知道是不是 kidnap， 就是好像偷了，有时候是。
Stolen.
对对对，我姊妹啊，我们在家里看，我姊妹看常常都要哭看着。
So my sister, whenever he watched this TV series, she often cried.
Yeah, 有时候是从头哭到尾，那是非常感人的一些故事。
Sometimes she cried from the beginning of the show to the end of the show. It's because the story was very touching and real.
有的是父母寻找孩子，有的是孩子长大了来寻找父母。
Summer program told us that it was parents.Looking for their lost children, and some of them were the children after they grown up. They wanted to look for their biological parents.
但你看多了这个节目，你会发现有一件事情。
When you watch this series, you find out one thing.
你知道什么样被拐卖的孩子是最难找到的
？The most difficult case would be. Do you know what the most difficult case to?To look for your lost ones.
Yeah, the kids or the baby. 对，就是那些从小在医院里边刚刚生出来就被偷走的那些孩子是最难找到的。
So most difficult case would be the case then when the children were born at hospital at their birth they were stolen.
因为你知道吗？这样的孩子他刚刚生下来在医院里边就被偷了。
So they were stolen when they were just came to birth.
因为他们，所以这样的孩子长大，他根本就不知道他自己是被拐卖的。
Because these children do not know that they were abducted.
所以他们当然就不会自己去寻找自己的亲生父母。
So these children would not be able to look for their biological parents by themselves.
Yeah, 因为父母亲往往丢失了孩子，他都会把自己的血或者什么头发什么给那个大陆一个基因库，然后。你知道吗？当孩子在寻找的时候，就要配对一配，就知道是自己是亲生的父母是或者儿女是谁了。
So when parents lost their child, like in this case, they have to give to this organization their blood or their sample so that they can later match with the lost children.
但是这样的孩子，因为他自己不去寻找父母亲，就是父母把那个基因放在那个血放在那儿，也没法配对。
So even though parents have their own biological information stored in this central place, but because children do not know how to look for their parents, this case is often unsolved.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们知道吗？我们就是这样的人。
You see, dear brothers and sisters, we are like this the most difficult case.
因为我们一生下来就被拐。
Because when we are born, we are adopted by Satan.
对, 我们被撒旦, 我们被罪管了。
We are adopted at birth by Satan and sin.
所以我们根本不知道我们有一个灵魂的父亲。
So we will never know that we have a father of our spirit.
我们知道我们有肉身的父亲, 但是我们不知道我们的灵魂是我们的神造的。
Most of us know that we have a biological parents, but we do not know we have a spiritual father.
所以这就是为什么神在人类历史上花这么长时间想要寻找我们。
That's why it takes God such difficulty to try to find us.
我们为什么在这给大家传福音, 就是告诉你们, 你们不光有个肉身的父亲, 其实你们的灵魂是神造的, 祂是你的, 你们的父,
That's the reason we have a gospel meeting like this, that we like to tell you that you not only have a biological parents, but also you have a heavenly father.
对, 大家知道吗? 当一个孩子被拐了以后, 谁是最痛苦的?
You know that when a child was stolen or adopted, who would be the most miserable?
如果你把自己放在这样一个角落, 你的孩子被拐了, 你觉得孩子痛苦, 还是父母亲痛苦?
So imagine that in this case, that it happened to you, that you will suffer more or the children.
知道吗? 多少的父母亲, 为了寻找自己时尚的孩子, 倾家荡产。
As many parents, in order to find their children, they actually became bankrupt.
在石姑刚才我们说的那个电影的里面, 一开始, 是有一个寻人启事。
So in that movie, I just mentioned that the loss and love, in the beginning of the movie, it has this poster, says, poster, try to find the child.
因为这个似乎在电影里面不光是记载那个父亲, 还记载其他的一些真实的故事, 就失散孩子的。
So in this movie, this background, this backdrop is other parents looking for their lost children.
所以那个寻人启事呢, 就是一个寻找, 一岁半的婴孩, 女婴。
So in that lost child notice that it was a 1.5 year old daughter was stolen, was missed.
那么这位年轻的母亲啊, 年轻又漂亮的母亲, 披头散发的站在那个她丢失孩子那个路口那儿。
So this young woman, a mother and very beautiful woman, standing at the corner where her daughter was missing.
很多很多的人来往一个十字路口，他见的人就给别人发那个寻人启事。
So it was at the intersection. A lot of people passes her by, and whoever she came across her, then she will give the pamphlet and asking for her daughter.
然后抓着人就问你看见我的女儿没有？你看见我的女儿没有？
She'll ask those passerby that, do you see my daughter like this? Do you see my daughter?
那么其实她的女儿是被一个年轻的人贩子女性贩子给拐给抱走了。
So actually her child was adopted by a female human trafficker.
然后这个女的又转手卖给另外一个中年的女性。
And this young human trafficker sold her to another middle-aged woman.
然后又卖，又这个女的呢，又想卖给另外一个男的，这个男的不愿意买。
So this middle-aged woman tried to sell her daughter to another middle-aged man.
然后因为这个男的说，我要买的是男孩，不是女孩。
Because this middle-aged man wants to buy a baby boy instead of baby girl.
所以这个女性没有办法，辗转了几天，就要到另外一个城市去卖这个女婴。
Because he couldn't, he didn't want to buy the baby girl, so this middle-aged woman went to another city, tried to sell her.
这个时候，她抱着女婴就在那个火车站的那个候车厅里边等，等火车的时候。
So she was waiting for the train to another city with this baby, girl.
那这个女孩子她因为哭要妈妈，因为她一岁半，她知道，她就在那哭，那个女孩子抱着的，她就哭要妈妈。
But this girl, at the time she was a year and a half, so she knew something, so she cried for her mom.
这个旁边的一个小伙子就看见了，哎，那个女的抱着孩子，她要妈妈，所以她就悄悄的把这个女孩子的照片照下来。
There's a young man, a young boy there beside her, and she noticed, he noticed that, and so she He took a secret picture of this young girl.
你在手机上一查，正好就查到是那个刚刚丢失不久的那个女孩子的照片。
So he compared with the photos, the missing girl photos from his phone, and he found a match.
然后他就赶快打电话，悄悄地打电话报警，然后就跟着这个女的走。
So he called the police and followed this woman.
最后上了火车，在火车上，因为这个男的跟着的嘛，就告诉警察，警察在火车上就把那个女的人贩子抓住了。
He followed her to the train and told the police there. So and the police arrested her.
这个女婴被解救了。
So this girl, baby, restored.
但是非常可惜。
But what a tragedy.
这位悲伤过度的母亲，因为还没有等到这个好消息的时候，已经从长那个桥上跳下去自杀了。
The this young mother was so distressed, she couldn't wait for this good news, and she just committed suicide, throwing herself from the bridge.
对，自从人类犯罪以后，我们多少人知道神的心是什么
？So ever since the human sin, have we ever understand?The heart of the Father God.
我们神从远古的时候就呼召说：“神啊，人啊，你在哪里？”
O God, from in the ancient times, has been looking for us. Says, "Man, where are you?"
我们人都以为说神就想要审判罪人，把人下到地狱去。
Some of us thought the Lord, God only want to judge us and throw us in the hell.
知道吗？我们的神为了寻找我们这些世上的人，他付了多大的代价
？Do you know that God trying to find a savior, He paid the great price.
我们以为我们的主耶稣为了寻找那个妇人，他走了两天的路程。
You see, in order to save the woman's daughter and this woman, that He traveled 2 days.
你说他远不止那两天
？Actually, He traveled more than 2 days.
因为他是从天上的荣耀。的地方下来，一直来到我们这个地上。
Actually, Lord Jesus came down from heaven, heaven of glory, to earth.
他不光是为了寻找那个妇人，也是为了寻找我们。
Not only he wanted to search for that woman, but also to seek all of us.
而且他付了极其沉重的代价。
And he paid the great price.
这就是我们要讲的第二个前提条件。
So this is we're going to touch upon the second.Points of this condition.
因为我们前面已经讲了，我们要认真正的认识耶稣，我们有两个前提条件。
We just mentioned that there's two preconditions we have to meet.
第一个就是要寻找。
First is seeking.
我们就知道神一直在寻找我们。今天剩下的是我们要寻找神。
We know that God has been looking for us all the time. So now what is left is for us to look for God.
那么第二个条件呢？
The second condition
就是降卑
is to humble.
谁要降卑
Who want to be humbled?
好，我们来读两处的圣经。
Let's turn to two passages.
路加福音第十四章。
In the Luke chapter 14.
路加福音第十四章。十一节。
And verse 11.
路加福音第十四章第十一节
Gospel of Luke chapter 14 verse 11
因为凡自高的必降为卑自卑的必升为高
For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled and he who humbles himself will be exalted
好我们再来看腓立比书第二章
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2
可能福音朋友弟兄姊妹帮着翻一下哈，不好翻的腓立比。
帮谢师弟 help those gospel friends to turn to that page。
腓立比书第二章第六节到第十一节。
It's the second chapter of Philippians, verse 6 through 10.
对，十一节。
11。
这个他是指耶稣哈。他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒对。
The who is Jesus, although he exists in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Being made in the likeness of man, being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
For this reason, also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heavens and on earth and underneath the earth.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father.
我们都知道我们的神是宇宙万物的创造者、主宰者。
We know that our God is the creator of the whole universe and his sovereign God.
圣经说他是住在荣耀的光的里面，人是，我们这些不完全的人是没法靠近的。
Bible tells us God lives in the extreme glorious light andHuman beings cannot approach.
所以如果神要寻找我们呢?
If God wants to look for us,
他就必须要降卑到我们这个层次，我们这个世界里。
He needs to come down to our level.
但神怎么可能降卑呢?
But it is impossible for God to come down to our level.
因为神是不可，神的荣耀是不允许他降卑。
Because the glory of God prevented him from coming down to earth.
这个宇宙万物中没有一件事情，神是值得降卑在那些事情的面前。
I'll say again.
就是在这个宇宙中没有任何一样东西，神是要降卑在他的面前的。
So because God does not need to humble himself to anything in this world.
哦哟，大家都知道我们这个世界啊，我们自己充那么样的不完全，充满了罪恶。
Because we ourselves.Are extremely incomplete and we are full of sin.
所以你想神是完全圣洁的。
Because God is complete holy and absolute righteous.
所以这两样东西是这两样事情是完全不相容的。
So they are incompatible. They cannot be at the same level.
所以怎么办呢?
So what you can do?
所以神就差遣他的独生儿子降到这耶稣来到我们这里。
That's why that God sent His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to come down to earth.
所以我们福音朋友不太了解的话，就知道好像我们的主成了我们神的一个分身一样的。
It's like God, He has a clone. He cloned himself.
圣经不这么说。
Lord Jesus.
圣经不是这么说的哈。
Even the Bible didn't say it this way.
但是我们圣经告诉我们，我们的主耶稣本有神的形象。
Because the Bible tells us that.Lord Jesus as exists in the form of God.
他为了寻找拯救我们，他就放弃了神的荣耀，就来到我们这地方。
In order to look for us and save us, he forsook the glory in heaven.
然后他变成一个像奴隶这样的人，奴隶是比一般人都还低的人，来到我们的中间。
And he took a form of a bond slave. You know, bond slave is actually lower than who we are today.
我不知道各位看见过耶稣的画像没有。
Have you looked at the portraits of Lord Jesus?
那是一些画家画的，没有人真实知道耶稣的长相。
Those are the from the pens of artists.
但是那些画家画的都总是英俊潇洒、长头发的，对不对？
Those portraits of Lord Jesus, they all look very tall, handsome, whatever you know. There's very beautiful, handsome man there.
对，但是你知道圣经形容耶稣是什么样的？
But how Bible describes Lord Jesus in his human form?
他无家形美容。
It says there's no form, beautiful form.
对，然后他是常经忧患，什么意思？就是他常常面带愁容。
Acquainted with grief.
忧伤的面容啊。
So Lord Jesus always, his face is always sad.
对，你知道他三十岁的时候被人看成是五十岁。
When he was 30 years old, people thought he was 50 years old.
你知道五十岁不是今天五十岁，今天五十岁看起来很年轻，对不对？算是青年人。
So the at the time 50 years old, didn't look like today's 50 years old at all because today's 50 years old look very young, healthy.
就像我们两个一样的，对。
It's like two of us.
但你知道，在2000年前，五十岁是个老头。
You know, but 2000 years ago, 50 years ago. Looks like a 100 years old man.
而且所以说当我们在为耶稣把那个妇人比喻成狗而愤怒的时候，
So as we were offended at the Lord Jesus' parable the comparing that woman to dog，
我们多少人知道耶稣所我们觉得那是耶稣在羞辱人，对不对？
We thought that Lord Jesus was despising this woman，
或者羞辱所有的人，
or disregard all humans。
但是我们知不知道主耶稣受的屈辱？
Butseldom really that we realize that how much humiliation Lord Jesus himself suffered.
你知道圣经怎么样说耶稣受的羞辱吗？
Do you know that how the Bible describes the suffering that Lord Jesus went through while he was on earth?
他说他被人藐视，被人厌弃，讨厌就是。
Bible describes him as he was despised by us, he was rejected by us.
人家随意辱骂他，吐口水到他的脸上，你能想象得到吗？
And people spit on him，
打他的耳光，然后
and slap on his face，
打他的耳光，然后呢用鞭子来任意抽打他，
and whip him on his back，
最后他这个人是被赤裸裸的钉死在十字架上的，
and in the end they crucify him naked
on the cross，
on the cross。
对， 你连那些跟随耶稣那些最勇敢的门徒，
Those who are the bravest among the disciples of the Lord Jesus.
看到他在钉十字架的时候，任人宰割，任人抽打的时候，
When Lord Jesus was on the cross and he suffered such a humiliation,
都远远地站着不敢认他。
They stood far away and they couldn't recognize him.
而那些羞辱杀害耶稣的人呢？
Those who caused such a pain to Lord Jesus.
还以为他们是在替天行道。
They thought that they were doing the word of God.
如果我们知道耶稣他自己都如此降卑，
So if we realize Lord, how humble Lord Jesus made himself to be,
那么我们还会为耶稣的那个狗的比喻愤怒吗？
Are you still be offended by the parable of the Lord used to compare
that woman to the dog? 为什么耶稣要用那个比喻去形容那个妇人？
Why the Lord used that parable to describe this woman?
耶稣他自己降卑。
Because he himself humbled himself.
他也要求想要认识寻找他的人也要降卑。
So all those who seek him have to be humble as him.
一个如果不降卑的人是不可能真正的认识耶稣的。
A person who is not humble cannot find Lord Jesus, cannot know him.
有福音朋友曾经这样对我说。
A gospel friend once told me this.
那只要耶稣在我的面前给我显现，我就相信他。
As long as you can, Lord Jesus can appear before my eyes, then I'll believe in him.
我回答说，我说你知不知道当年耶稣在地上的时候
？I replied to him. I said, when Lord Jesus was on earth,
和耶稣面对面的何止千何止万
？Lord Jesus actually stood before so many people, thousands upon thousands of people.
Right, 有君王，有总督。
In their midst, there were kings and governors.
还有道德家，有宗教家。
The moralists and the religious people.
耶稣就站在他们的面前。
Lord Jesus stood right before the very eyes of these people.
可惜他们不认识他。
But they didn't know him.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们居高临下。
Because they stood far above the Lord Jesus.
他们俯视神的儿子耶稣。
They looked down on the Lord Jesus.
这个人这么一个丑样，他怎么可能是救世主呢？
Such a man looks such without any beauty. How he could be the savior of the world?
所以有人形象地说，
So someone said this.
如果一个人要认识神，
If a person wants to know God,
to understand God,
if a person wants to understand God,
必须要在神站在神的下面，
He must stand under God.
这英文非常好。就是你要认识神，你就必须要站在神的下面。
So in English, it depicts very well. If you want to understand God, then you need to stand under God first.
为什么神要这样做？
Why God wants to do that?
因为神只拯救谦卑的人。
Because God saved those who are humble.
为什么？
Why?
因为当年撒旦从天使变成撒旦的时候。
Because originally, when Satan became Satan, he was.From he usually he originally he Satan was an angel.
对，他曾经是天使，他变成撒旦的时候，就是因为他骄傲。
The reason why he became Satan because he was prideful.
对，他要和神平等。
He wanted to be equal with God.
当年亚当夏娃，我们人类的始祖之所以犯罪
，The reason why Adam and Eve sin，
就是因为他们也要和神一样
，Because they wanted to be with equal with God.
他们能知善恶
，They want to know the knowledge of good and evil by themselves.
所以想想看，如果我们为着耶稣这个狗的比喻而愤怒的时候，我们怎么可能谦卑下来呢？
But you were, we are offended at this passage of Lord Jesus comparing this woman to dogs. How can we be humbled?
但这个故事里边那个妇人根本不在乎这个。
But this the woman in this story didn't care about what Lord Jesus said.
因为她知道唯有耶稣能够拯救她的女儿。
Because she knew that only Lord Jesus could save her daughter.
所以她说主啊不错。
That's why she said, "You are right, Lord. Yes, Lord."
狗在桌子底下也吃孩子们的脆渣。
The dog under the table can still feed on the crumbs of children.
所以她当这样祈求的时候，耶稣立刻医治了她的女儿。
So when she replied like this, Lord Jesus immediately healed her daughter.
大家想想看，连神的儿子耶稣都如此降卑自己。
Think about it that Lord Jesus, God's Son, need to humble himself like this.
我们有什么尊严放不下的呢？
So what kind of honor that we cannot put down?
知道吗？耶稣降卑有两个原因。
Lord Jesus humbled himself for these two reasons.
一个就是他来到这个地方为了寻找我们。
One reason is for him to look for us.
另外一个原因就是为了我们的罪。
Second reason is for our sins.
因为他要像成为人，像有我们这样的有肉身。
He need to become flesh like you and me.
Yeah, 然后用他的身体来代替我们。
So he need to offer his own body
来成为我们的赎罪。
To replace ours to redeem us.
好把我们从人贩子撒旦的那个手里面给赎回来。
So that he can save us from the human trafficker Satan.
Yeah.那么我们降卑也有两个原因。
And we need to be humble for also two reasons.
一方面我们降卑是为了认识主。
One reason is we humble ourselves in order to know the Lord.
第二个原因跟耶稣也是一样的，也是为了我们的罪。
Second reason for our humility is for our sins as well.
因为我们在不知不觉中，每一个人都是如此，把我们的灵魂卖给了撒旦。
Unknowingly that Everyone actually sold our spirit soul to Satan.
我们不认我们灵魂的父亲。
We ignore, we do not know the father of our spirit.
我们这个中国人哈，尤其常常说，印度人我相信一样的。如果我们不孝敬我们肉身的父，我们如果不认我们的肉身的父母，我们就不孝不敬，对不对？
So in the Chinese culture or Indian culture, if we don't honor our parents, then we are disobeying, dishonoring our parents.
我们实际上也是在不认我们的灵魂的父母。
Actually, we are in disobedience and dishonoring our heavenly Father.
所以我们降卑的另外一个原因就是我们必须要在神的面前认我们的罪。
So, the one of the reason is that for us to humble ourselves is to acknowledge our sins.
我们不光要降卑。
Not only we need to humble ourselves,
我们应该匍匐在神的面前。
We need to bow down before God.
难道我们不愿意这样做？我们愿意和撒旦一样去下自甘堕落去下地狱吗
？Otherwise, what is the alternative? Going down to hell to join Satan?
对啊，难道我们在神的面前还有别的路可以走吗
？There's no alternative way before God.
所以哈，耶稣把那个妇人形容成狗。可能令人难以接受。
So on the surface, maybe you're offended at this parable of comparing this woman to the dog.
往往是因为我们不知道我们和神之间那个差别有多大。
That's because the difference, how great the difference is between us and God.
你知道神经怎么样形容我们跟神之间那个区别吗
？Do you know that how God described the distance between us and God?
他说我们这些人如虫如蛆。
Bible describes us as worms on the earth.
对啊，连狗都不如，其实。
Actually, worse than dog.
你知道吗？连天使撒旦在神的面前都是老老实实的，他们比我们的能力大多了。
Even Satan, this before God, he have to be very careful and show respect. And he's a lot greater than, more powerful than us.
而我们这些人呢，我们岂敢在神的面前放肆，对不对？
So let alone us, that we don't want to be so arrogant before God.
我们确实也是如此行，我们对神，我们对神的儿子都是肆无忌惮的。
So in our eyes, we don't respect God nor His Son, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣把那个妇人把我们比喻成狗，是要让我们降卑下来。
The reason why God compared this woman to dog is in order for us to humble ourselves.
但是如果我们降卑以后，
after we humble ourselves,
大家知道我们会得到什么吗？
What we gain?
圣经说，神使自卑的至高的降为卑，自卑的降升为高。
The God says that he who humbles himself will be exalted. He who exalts himself will be humbled.
当我们真正来到神的面前，来到主耶稣的面前，我们降卑我们的时候，
As before the Lord, before God, we humble ourselves.
我们不光能够真正的认识我们的主耶稣，
Not only that we can understand God, understand the Lord Jesus.
我们的罪的赦免，
And our sins be forgiven.
而且神要升高我们，
And God will exalt us.
要把我们变成他的儿女，
He also exalt us to be His children.
当我们在来到主耶稣面前说，主啊，你分一点脆渣给我吃。
We come to the Lord, if we could say, Lord, please share these crumbs of children to me, with me.
你知道主要给我们什么吗？
Do you know that what God will give us in return?
主要把他的身体，剖开的身体给我们。
God will provide us that his own body broken for you and me.
他这个身体就是带着主耶稣的生命。
So this broken body of Lord Jesus actually has eternal life.
对，我们有了这个就有了永生。
So if we eat and drink the Lord, then we will have eternal life in us.
我们刚才念的圣经告诉我们，我们的神因为他降卑自己，神就把他升为至高。
The passage we read, the Lord Jesus humbled himself and God Father exalted him above everything else.
天上的、地上的、地底下的一切都要无不屈膝在我们的主耶稣基督的面前。
The things in heaven and on the earth underneath the earth, every knee shall bow before him.
我们也要和耶稣基督一同进到这样的一个荣耀的里面。
So we together with the Lord Jesus will enter in such glory.
大家看到没有？当我们降卑下来的时候，我们是被升高了。
See, as we humble ourselves, actually we are exalted by God.
所以你愿意降卑吗？
So are you willing to humble yourself?
你愿意接受耶稣为你的救主吗？
Are you willing to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior?
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
父啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank and praise you.
主啊，你说的，凡至高的要降，必降为卑。
Lord, you said that whoever exalts himself will be humbled.
自卑的必升为高。
And whoever humbles himself will be exalted.
主啊，巴不得你帮助我们在座的每一个人，特别是那些仍然在寻找真理的人。寻找神的人。
Lord, may you help everyone here who look for truth, look for you.
是吧？当我们愿意降卑下来，
As long as we humble ourselves,
我们在寻找你的时候，
As we look for you,
是吧？我们必得寻见，
That we will be found.
哦，主啊，实在是求你来保守在座今天来到你面前的每一个还在寻找的人。
May you watch over all those who still look for you.
主啊，真是你给他们一个这样愿意在你的面前谦卑的心。
So give to them a humble heart. They're willing to humble before you.
使他们能够早日寻见你。
So that they can find you,
接受你
sooner.
对，接受你成为他们的救主。
And accept you as their savior.
使我们能够进到将来永远的荣耀的里面。
So we can all enter into the eternal glory in the future.
这样祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.